Also found on board the main deck of the Mary Rose was a chest containing many objects to do with gunnery. It must have belonged to a master gunner. The chest is displayed in the central showcase in this gallery, concentrating on the possessions and duties of the master gunner. The objects shown next to the chest were found inside it. We can see some of his personal possessions, such as coins, dice, the ends of his shoelaces, and even his rings, and a small and mysterious Maltese cross. But in the chest we also found items to do with gunnery, such as a reamer, the thing that looks a bit like a hat pin, used to clean out the touch hole of a gun and puncture the cartridge containing powder before firing. We also found a linstock, a long wooden stick that has a clip on the end that held a smouldering cord which the gunner used to light the gun. Like most of the linstocks, it is beautifully carved, perhaps by the gunner himself. There were some woodworking tools in this chest too, because the master gunner was responsible for repairing the wooden gun carriages that the guns were mounted on. The chest itself is quite ornate, with details carved in the front, including a shield, which looks as though it is upside down. There was also a lock, so that the master gunner could keep all his belongings safely locked away. Just near to the chest, we found the 1 gallon flagon that is displayed just behind the chest. 1 gallon, nearly 4 litres, was the daily ration of beer for each man on board. But this tankard was probably used for sharing the beer amongst a whole gun crew. It has an inscription on the lid in Latin, which translates as, "If God is with us, who can be against us?" It's a quote from the Bible, but perhaps it is also very appropriate for the master gunner and his gun crew, who wanted a little divine help during battle. On the back of the case is an audiovisual display, where you can find out more about some of the objects. If you touch the icon of the master gunner's chest, you will see a film of the chest being cleaned underwater, and the lid being taken off for the very first time, to reveal all the objects that you see here.